This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content on the site. You surf around the web, find something you think's pretty special you want to share with our listeners. You just submit it to freetalklive.com. You should submit as show prep, as we say on the site, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like your submission or not. You get to vote on things, too. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state and ever intruding into your business and personal life, well, what if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active? Would you join them? I did. And you can, too. Go to freestateproject.org. Join up. Get yourself on up here to New Hampshire, if you love freedom, that is. Go to freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and the fun. I think we've still got Ernest with us listening in Anchorage. Kudo. Ernest?
Yeah.
Go ahead. There, what are your thoughts?
Did stay on. We got kind of a poor connection. But actually, there was this, you always organize to a threat. And that becomes what it becomes, an institution. It becomes government. You organize not to a threat, but not just to a threat, but maybe to, you can do together something better for the group than you can alone. So you say, okay, well, and instead of everybody digging their own well here to get water down to this ranch land, We'll all just dig one big old trough down, and we'll water all our ranch land together. It'll be much more efficient. So you organize this quote organ institution to deal with your water problem. That is what humans do, or you organize to a threat. And I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to understand where you guys are at. You're saying everything's voluntary. Everybody's out for themselves. So therefore, we don't have any, we're not going to worry about anything. We're just going to let free markets, we're going to let free will, everything is going to, that's going to just make this wonderful utopia.
I'd like to speak to this, the idea that the government is efficient. You suggested that the government building the one big well is going to be efficient. And, that's the idea, right? If we all get together and we do something, and there certainly is an economy of scale. However, something happens when you turn that economy of scale over to the government. It somehow screws it up. And I can't honestly speak to exactly how it is. But once the government gets involved, efficiency is out the window.
It's because of incentives. It's because the government can just steal whatever they want from people, so they have no incentive to do things efficiently or correctly. And to your question of whether or not we are, or whether we're out for ourselves, or that the society that I might envision is where everybody's in it for themselves, I think is a misunderstanding. Because in order to succeed in the marketplace, you have to give people what they want. When there's the potential for competition, when anybody can jump into a field and compete with you, if you aren't satisfying your customers, then you will not get what you want for yourself. So in order for me to be a success, I have to help other people be successful. In order for me to be wealthy, I have to help other people experience, what it is they're looking for, get the product that they need, get the service that that they need. So inherently, you have to be out for others in order to be out for yourself in the first place. If you're just out for yourself, you're going to come off, you're going to be greedy,
and
you're never going to succeed.
Well, I understand those concepts. Well, and so, and you're taking, I just made that example about people coming together and saying we're going to get this water to our ranches. That becomes a form of, I called it, you can call it whatever you want, but it's basically governing our water supply. But we're taking it to the nth degree of the U.S. government today, which is a colossus, inefficient, it's huge, it's all, I'm agreeing with
you. Right, if you've got people that are getting together voluntarily, If you've got that are getting, if the farmers are getting together voluntarily to dig a big well because it's more efficient, then that's great. That makes sense. That's a consensual interaction between human beings. The problem comes in when those farmers decide, well, we've got 99 farmers here, and that 100th farmer over there doesn't like our plan, but we're going to go ahead and just steal some money from him or steal some land from him. We're just going to do whatever the F we want, screw him and what he wants. And that's where the problem comes in, is when people are forced to participate in a system that they may have inherent disagreements with. So I think that
already on a small scale, we're seeing problems, is what you're saying. You know, we're down to 100 ranchers, and one decides he doesn't want to go. So we're seeing problems. I agree with that. I understand where you're going with that. Let me bring up something in today's world, what we have, and you've discussed earlier. It was immigration. And a problem I see with that is that the reason we want to stem immigration, the reason I want to stem immigration is because, at least to the levels it is now, is because you always have a surplus of labor. That's a given on this planet. There is so much more labor than there is employment that you are going to drive wages to the subsistence level. There's no way else it can go unless you organize and say, okay, we got to limit this at least to keep.
That's not true. Okay, because
a living which live at. If we all want to live down there with just enough to eat and just enough to clothe ourselves.
Wait a second. Let me hop in. In California right now, they can't get the crops picked because they don't have enough labor. Why? Because the government's cracked down on people coming here illegally, and it's just not as the incentives aren't as high for people to hire illegally. Now, I'm not for people coming illegally. I'm for the government getting out of the business of controlling labor. But what I'd like to point out is I will pick lettuce for you, dude, but I will do it at $120,000 a year. Do you understand? So that's going to drive up your cost of lettuce. You're saying that wages will go, if you let more labor in here, that wages will go down, and that's true in some areas. Remember, that's mostly how the United States functioned throughout its existence. And we built the strongest government and country that the world had ever seen by having largely open immigration. All right. So this bugbear that you're whipping out here is just not so.
Well, discussion is enlightening me. I just see the world today is a different place than it was earlier in the century, in the last century.
The economics are still the same.
It's true that the world's different, that we now would have to pay some kind of all kinds of welfare for people that are coming here, and I suggest that we would have to change that.
Not even taken into consideration. We have a global market for labor. All our factories are being offshored.
Right. That's the result of our immigration policy, for one.
Look, if it's true that wages go down, you have to remember that if wages go down, prices can go down as well, and so therefore people will be able to afford more things with less. But beyond that, it's my understanding that what you presented as economic fact is not necessarily true. If you actually had a free marketplace, and we do not, we never have. If you actually have a free marketplace, then everybody is free to start their own business. They don't have to ask some government bureaucrat's permission and pay bribes in order to enter into a particular segment of the marketplace. So all the people that are coming here wouldn't necessarily be taking jobs. Many of them would be creating them. In fact, if you look at entrepreneurs in this country, a significant amount of them are immigrants. They come here looking for a better life, and they know that a better life isn't going to be made working for someone else. They want to start their own businesses, but in many cases they're prevented from doing so because they haven't jumped through whatever arbitrary hoops the government bureaucrats have put up in front of them. So in a free marketplace, everybody can start their own business. They can be entrepreneurs. They can hire people. They can create the products and services that they want to, and they can compete in the market. And that does mean that in many cases wages will go down. And of course, the minimum wage laws are some of the things that are actually driving jobs out of this country, because companies here can't compete with wages around the rest of the world. They're artificially inflated by the government, and the statistics show that the minimum wage, every time it's raised, puts poor people out of jobs. Ernest, I thank you for the call. There's more coming up. Time for your calls as well. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com,
but not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. You'll find all kinds of stuff there, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them. Last week's worth right there on the front page of the website. And if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back all the way to late 2006, and it's all free for you, courtesy of HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They made it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want to create your very own, whether you want to create a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, that you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 3,000 templates over there. If you go through hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free of web hosting at HostGator. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's economics or bigotry, as we started out talking the show about here tonight. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike, listening in Tennessee to the TJ Network. Hello, Mike. Mike, you got to turn down your radio? Otherwise, we're going to get a really confusing situation.
Okay.
You are on the air, Mike.
Yeah, I was calling in about that comment you made about jobs going overseas.
Yes, sir.
And I think there's actually a dual reason for that.
Okay, I did point out that it was one of many reasons why jobs have gone overseas. But please go ahead and point out another.
Yes. The thing is, in the industry I work in, I work in the computer industry.
Okay.
A lot of our jobs are going overseas simply because it can be done cheaper over there. People will take a cheaper wage. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, I would draw that relation back to government in the fact that, I mean, most of the people in my field have to get a college degree. The colleges are pretty much dictated by the government and they're their own bureaucracy. But at the same time, I mean, I can't work and provide for my family on what people overseas will work for.
Sure. So it's there's a bunch of issues. There's regulation. There's minimum wage laws. There's immigration. There's a bunch of reasons why it's happened, but it's all been put together. The idea that somehow you can force businesses to work in a climate that is unconducive to producing products and services that will actually sell in the marketplace.
Well, this is true, but I mean the thing is there are certain areas of the computer industry, for example, that, I mean, by their very nature, have to remain local. I chose very early on to stay in the support side of the industry. I work on people. I actually go out and physically work on the computer at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't pay someone overseas to come out and work at the computer at the desk.
No, you can't.
Okay? But now you can pay someone overseas to write the program for that desk.
Sure.
For that PC. The thing is, I mean, you also got to have a reason to keep those jobs local. Either you provide better service, better
sure.
understandability in some cases, or just a flat better product.
Right. Well, and also, you're right about all that. It would also help if the government didn't encourage jobs to go overseas by making it difficult to run a business.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it, though, I mean, like I said, you have to, when you go to school nowadays, you have to look at not just can I make a decent living, but you have to take a look at how easy is it to transfer my job somewhere else.
It's always a good question, and it doesn't even matter if we're talking about overseas, but your job is always in jeopardy. And I thank you for the call, because anytime you've got a job, it's not really yours, is it? It's the business owners, and they're allowing you to fill that position. Maybe they'll decide to get rid of you and put a kid in your position. I mean, when you were 17, you probably were working for less than you are when you were 27 or 37 or 47. So if you can bring a 17-year-old in and he knows as much about programming or as computer repair as you do, and I can tell you when I was 17, I was going around fixing people's computers, then they're going to do it for less. So you've always got that possibility, right? There's always that chance that whoever it is that actually owns that job, the boss, is going to decide that, Well, he likes you personally, but you cost too much.
A boss doesn't necessarily own a job. We've said that on the show before. But a job...
They created the job.
A job is a creation between two people. Because the fact is that I can do a job, some jobs, better than my 17-year-old counterpart can do them. So when I come to a job, I create my own job at the same time. The very fact that I'm fulfilling the need of an employer, it changes the paradigm. When somebody else is brought in, it's different. A job is an agreement between two people.
Obviously, it takes two, Mark, but only one person's in control. And that's the person who runs the business.
A job isn't anything, though. A job is an agreement between people. And the agreement changes when they change the person with whom they've made the agreement.
Right. But the person who ultimately gets to decide...
No, it's not the person who ultimately gets to decide. You're wrong. I decide every day whether or not I want to go to work.
Well, yeah, you can decide to leave, but if you really like your job and you want to stay at it, that's not your decision. The person who decides that is the person who pays you.
Ian, you and the boss, it's a decision. It's an agreement between people. You cannot have a boss without an employee. You can't have an employee without a boss.
I know that.
So the boss doesn't own the job, and the employee doesn't own the job.
It's
an agreement between people, and the government shouldn't be stepping in and telling people what kind of agreements they can make.
Right. I agree with you that the government shouldn't be stepping in, but to suggest that the person who created the opportunity for that employee to fill in the first place is somehow not in charge of it or not owning that is, I think, ludicrous. If I hadn't offered that position in the first place, then it wouldn't be available for you to take. Now, you could come in and propose to me and say, I think you could use this kind of technician here at your business, and here's why I'd make a great this kind of technician, and you should create a job for me. Maybe you'd convince me to do that, but if you don't convince me as the owner to create that position, there's no job for you. So ownership is about control, isn't it?
Ownership is about control, sure.
Yeah, so the person
and I
who
own
owns
my labor,
job,
and when I bring it to an agreement...
Yeah. You own your labor, but you don't own the position, you don't own the job.
There is no job if I don't work it.
There is if somebody else will.
Indeed, that's an agreement with a different person. You've only made
no
my point,
duh.
Thank you very much.
I haven't made your point.
Take some callers, you're not even good at this.
Oh, right. What you're arguing, Mark, that the business owner doesn't actually control the job, and it's ludicrous.
The employee controls the job, too.
Right. The employee controls whether he or she shows up.
The business owner only controls the same thing that the employee does, and that is whether or not they're going to continue the agreement on into the future. They both are equal partners in the agreement.
Are they equal partners?
They certainly are.
No, I don't think so.
One person lays out what they want to see. The other person lays out what they want to see. If they can't come together on what they want to see...
It's a mutually beneficial agreement, no doubt about that.
Partners.
But if they were equal partners, then the employee could fire the boss and keep his job. You can't do it that way.
The boss fires the employee, he doesn't keep the job either. The job has disappeared.
At that moment. But
indeed,
he can hire somebody
that's
else.
What we're talking about. I said a job's an agreement.
Okay, that's fine. And one person has a little bit more sway in that agreement than the other. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So head on over there and enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get the details on becoming part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Real money. Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid to promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups. It's really just a system to sell high-priced silver rounds. You can check them out at DellValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen to get started at DellValleySilver.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your calls. Dion is on the line in Monroe listening to KBYO-FM. Hello, Dion.
Hello, good evening.
Hey,
Until the last few years, I really haven't paid a whole lot of attention to our political situation. But one thing that I've noticed is, of course, the Democrats and the Republicans like to fight, and they like to throw lots of things back and forth. And my question is, how can we get a choice on a ballot for us citizens for term limits? I mean, there are things that I wouldn't even have voted on, especially like this thing going to Pakistan for $190 million for their flood relief, or excuse me, $190 billion, excuse me. I was off there. Seems like these lame ducks, when they become lame ducks, like I said, I've only had a few years to pay attention to it because I spent my whole life working.
Mm-hmm.
But by God, I'm aggravated. I'm more than aggravated.
How do you get term limits on a ballot?
Well, I'd say that what you should do is I know of at least one state that has term limits. You can move to the Liberty Utopia of Ohio, where term limits have solved all their problems with their politicians.
Ohio's as corrupt as anywhere else.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sure is.
But if you really wanted to get term limits on the ballot, then you'd have to live in a state in which you could somehow get petitions signed to get something on the ballot.
And term limits create lame ducks. They don't solve the lame duck problem.
Well, no, yeah, but it seems like maybe I'm wrong here. Like I said, I've only been paying attention to this for about 2 years now. It seems like the lame ducks will vote for the things that they wouldn't have normally voted for because their party didn't want it, are because they didn't want it.
I agree. That would be a different system that would solve that problem, though. If you're talking about the problem is lame ducks, the answer isn't term limits, because term limits are actually going to create more lame ducks rather than fewer. The answer to that, if there is such a thing, is that on election, the day after election day, the politicians should get kicked out. I mean, you know, we're dealing with an old system that was set up, the president doesn't go in until January. I think they revised that from March, like 100 years ago. So it's 100-year-old technology that we're dealing with. When we know the results of elections by 11 o'clock at night.
You want to talk about old technology? Government is thousands of years old. That's a really bad one that we just need to get rid of in general. And I thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck getting anything on the ballot. It's a real challenge in the states that actually have that. You've got to have some serious money behind your effort. And you've got to pay professional petition signature collectors. And some states have it, some states don't. I remember in Florida, they did have that. But you needed, hundreds of thousands of signatures, I believe, in order to get something on the ballot.
The state's, 22 million or something like that? It's an incredibly large state, so I'd imagine you needed a lot, too.
Obviously,
but once they did, got it on there, it always passed. They voted for the choo-choo before they voted against the choo-choo.
The bullet train or whatever it was. Let's continue and bring up John in Ferrisville, listening to WSVG. John, you're on Free Talk Live in Virginia. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I don't know. It kind of reminded me of some things. I heard a congressman and everything talking about some stuff today. Even if the Republicans sit there and take over, there's still going to be some problems.
Sure there. I mean, look at what happens when the Republicans were in charge. They made the government way bigger than it was before.
Yeah, I know, guys. It just makes me so mad and everything to think and everything that, being that he's in there and everything is still going to be more major of a problem. So
what's going to be who's in where and what problem?
Obama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, Obama's a problem, as George Bush was a problem. Every president sort of builds on the tyranny that the other ones created. So, had Obama been elected in 2000 and George Bush been elected in 2008, George Bush would be the worst president ever. Instead, Obama's the worst president yet. It's just they just keep getting worse as time goes on.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, sir.
Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
It's very frustrating in this, this current political marketplace. You look at it and it's there is no solution. Voting for the Republican stinks. Voting for the Democrat stinks. They all grow the government. It all gets larger. It's all corrupt. And what's a person to do? It's not an easy question to answer. You have
learn
to
about
be,
liberty.
Yeah, well, you have, to learn, what, you have to learn what liberty is and why it's helpful to everyone.
Right, because what the Republicans are talking about when they talk about freedom is not real freedom. They're not talking of anything close to what true liberty is. So educate yourself about liberty, and there's some good resources that you can use to do that. Lots of great stuff online. Of course, for the more academic of our listeners, they probably enjoy the Mises Institute. I like the more easy-to-read stuff like Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart, which is available free for you in PDF and ebook form over at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com, and it talks a lot about honoring your neighbor's choices, because if you want your choices to be honored, you have to honor other people's choices first. You have to allow others to be free if you yourself wish to be free. And one of the things she talks about in her book, Healing Our World, is entrepreneurial spirit and people getting out there and creating the job or the service, the product that they want to, and marketing it and doing it without getting the government's permission first, and how the government really just destroys those things. So to come back around to the conversation we were having earlier, Mark, I don't want to make it sound like I am trying to disempower somebody who is an employee. I think that they have as much power in a situation of a job as the employer does, as far as they can leave anytime they want to. They're not forced to work at that job. They can come in and they can negotiate. They can say, well, I'll work here, but it's going to have to be for this rate, or you're going to need to provide these sorts of benefits. If you think that I'm talented enough, you know, to take this position, then here's what you need to do for me. So they've got negotiation on their side, and they've got the ability to leave, and they've got the ability to have the ability to step away and start their own business. Of course, government prevents that from happening. Government prevents the employees from going out and starting their own businesses by creating regulations and licensing that make it cost prohibitive in many cases for those employees to go out and do those things. So that means that they're kind of stuck, a lot of them, or at least they feel this way. They feel stuck in the rut of having to find another job.
Sure,
and I think that can be disempowering.
It's difficult. It is. It's hard to go out and make your own way in the world, but that is the option that an employee has. And it's certainly easier to go and work from 9 to 5 for an employer. I mean, you're not going to likely in the long run be as rewarded as you would if you went and worked for yourself.
No way. You're rewarding the employer. You're
right.
Working for them.
And, but it's an agreement between two people that allows the one person to essentially exchange. If you go out and start your own floor tiling business today, you're going to have some lean years in the early time.
That is when you start any business.
And then, as time goes by, you're going to, you know, things are going to work a little better and a little better. That's how it was for Free Talk Live when we started, and now we're getting to the point that we're actually making a few bucks here and there. So, that's the way it goes when you start your own business. That's why being an employee is easier. But you know, the point you were making that an employer somehow has control, they have no more control than the employee does. An employee chooses every single day whether they want to go to work.
That I agree with you when you phrase it in that way. What I was simply saying is that employee would have no opportunity had that opportunity not been created in the first place.
They have all kinds of opportunity. They just have
is what I'm talking about.
Sure.
They wouldn't have that exact opportunity had it not been created for them by the person who invested in that business. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
buy the case or buy the pallet, Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco Sure Pack MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco Sure Pack MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Even these remaining moments, there is enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. This live Saturday edition of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where if you enjoy this program, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you, if you enjoy the show, then all we ask is $3 a month. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with any major credit card, PayPal. Also, some alternative options are available as well. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about some of the perks you get access to, like our amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, which is a version of our podcast that doesn't have the commercials that the regular podcast does. So you get perks, and we get help from you. So, for instance, the AMP dollars that are coming in are going in, they're being reinvested in buying ads to reach out to radio stations. We're going to a convention here in a couple weeks. So in about 2 weeks, you're going to hear different voices on the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're going to keep the show live because I think that's really important. I don't know. When's the last time we did a refeed? It's been years.
Yeah, refeeds only happen if
it was when we moved
some
here.
Disaster. We did a refeed when at Porkfest last year when I was having
technical difficulties,
but it was only for 45 minutes.
We do everything we can to bring you live programming. So even when Ian and Mark are in L.A. schmoozing with the big wigs at the talk radio convention, we will have live show here. And it's all thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get involved in that. To the phones and the fun, Glenn in Yakima, listening to KUSA. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was hoping you could explain to me how much you get paid to sit around and talk about who has power. I don't know. That was just really wasn't going anywhere. And I just want to know how I get paid to do that.
Rush Limbaugh goes anywhere? I mean, it's just talk radio, right? I mean, do you think Rush Limbaugh's conversations go someplace?
No. Oh, no. But I appreciated the political talk. I don't understand. I just want to know how I get paid to do that.
That's an easy question. Just go ahead and put 10 years in, getting paid at nothing, practically subsistence wages, and then at some point or another, somebody will employ you if you're any good.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's the radio world for you. You don't get paid very much up front, and then about 10 or 15 years in, you'll actually start making an okay living. I wouldn't say, Mark, that we're, you know, raking in the dough.
No, I drive a 91 Dodge Shadow. I mean, I'm by no means a rich man.
Yeah, so you Excellent. Might even make more than we do. I don't know.
Ian's house is paid off, though. That's pretty good.
That's nice. That is impressive.
Well, that's not because I've been in radio, though, Mark. That's because I've saved my money and I've been pretty good with
you
it.
You are a little miser.
Throughout time. So does that answer your question? Do you have anything else you wanted to share?
I was just wondering if there's any older guys that have been around for a long time who really agree with all you're saying? Because I actually haven't listened before ever. It's my first time listening. And I agree with, you know, in terms of getting rid of government and secession and all that. I'm digging a lot of what you're saying. It's making me think a lot. And I'm just wondering, are there any older guys, sure, been around a real long time who you could point to who agree with what you're saying?
Of course. These aren't original ideas. I don't have an original idea in my quiver. I mean, everything I speak, I learned from somebody else who's come before. I mean, Lou Rockwell is a good source, I would
say,
to answer
that question.
How old
do you want the guy to be? Do you want him to be alive or dead? Do you want to read the stuff he's written? Do you want to hear audio? Do you want to hear video of him? I mean, these ideas that we have are simply reiterations of ideas that go on with, you know, people all across the world that believe in the ideas of liberty. However, I'm always leery of people that look to age as some kind of arbiter as to what's right and what's wrong. You know, remember, young people change the world. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence at 33. Jesus Christ supposedly died on the cross for your sins at 33, too. These were young men.
Absolutely. No, and I'm one of the young. And so I do, in my own experience, I've appreciated the questioning and the sharing of experience from a lot of older dudes who have, you know, that's helped me out a lot in the process.
Well, they're not all men, but there are some great female thinkers as well in the liberty movement. So are you looking for older guys that are still alive or older people that are now passed on?
Doesn't matter, really. I'm just interested in finding out just some, you know,
Well, LouRockwell.com. I like Lou Rockwell. I've had the opportunity to meet him in person. We actually had him here in the studio. Lou's an older guy. Mark, I would say he's maybe in his 60s or something like that.
I like Ludwig von Mises.
He's
because
dead, though.
It's a better name, though. I mean, you got to admit, who's going to argue with a guy named Ludwig von Mises?
Yeah, well, Lou Rockwell is the president of the von Mises Institute, the Mises Institute down in Auburn. And Lou's got the most popular liberty-oriented website on the internet, which is LouRockwell.com. So, I mean, thinking of older libertarian, liberty-minded folks that are still around, Lou Rockwell's the first person that comes to mind. Ron Paul's a pretty principled dude, too. I mean, he's not totally on board with the ideas of liberty, but he's close. And Ron Paul he's like 95%. Ron Paul's brought in a lot of younger people into this.
Better than 95.
And maybe 98%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Ron Paul's brought a lot of younger people into this movement and introduced them to the ideas of liberty, and then they find things like Free Talk Live that, you know, help take them to the next step. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's a great help. I think, I don't mean, you probably point to them all the time, but I think the more you point to them, it might help also just for people to get more resources about it.
Glenn, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We continue with Steve, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Steve.
Well, hi. I've been watching politics all my life, obviously. And you know, the thing that bothers me is we get these people in here. We elect lawyers into these positions of executive and legislative branch offices. And I guess I'm curious what your thought is. Why do we elect lawyers when I think the founding fathers really intended for us to have a separation of powers, and therefore we should not elect lawyers to executive or legislative branch offices?
You know, there was originally going to be
the founding fathers didn't think that because, I mean, wasn't John Adams, the second president, was a lawyer. So
wasn't the 13th
yes.
Amendment going to be a prohibition on esquires holding political office?
I wouldn't know.
I think it was, and I think it more specifically is that anybody with a title, and I think it was inclusive of other elites in professions. But the point, I think, is simply that do we want lawyers making law who are beholden to the judiciary. You'll never see judiciary review reform until we get rid of these lawyers who are attorneys and in those offices.
I don't think that most politicians, once a lawyer has gone politician, they never go back. So they really aren't beholden to the judiciary at that point. They're pretty much set. I think that that's the least of the concerns for electing lawyers. I'm definitely not for it. I'm of the opinion that we have a government by the lawyers for the lawyers.
Right, they're creating
for the
laws.
Lobbyists.
The lawyers are creating laws so them and their lawyer buddies can stay employed, right? I mean, they're creating
it's
new
the
laws.
World they understand.
Right. Will we ever see any tort reform or anything like that? But, you know, that's long into the next topic, which is, these political action committees. You know, since 1974, there were no political action committees, and political action committees are an entity. So, therefore, they take away the representation of the individuals, their individual representation. And, you know, these are people donating from all over the United States, which I don't have any problem with that. But the thing that I see happening is it takes away from individual representation in your district.
Well, the idea that anybody's even represented is pretty ludicrous on its face.
You got me there.
Yeah.
I agree there's a lot of problems with funding of politicians, but once again, we're talking about the difference between hacking at the branches and hacking at the root. The reason that there's problems with fundings of politicians is because politicians have taken for themselves so much power, and if they didn't have the power, there would be no reason to fund them. For instance, there isn't nearly that problem here in New Hampshire where we have 400 representatives.
Who are paid $100 a year.
Who are paid $100 a year. You don't have a situation where people are buying off reps, because what are you going to buy them off with? A double quarter pounder with cheese? They can't afford to...
Some of them, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it depends on the issue.
They still have lobbyists in New Hampshire.
If I agree with you, I'll vote with you for the double quarter pounder with cheese either way. But, because it's such a large body a relatively small state, you can have that handled. So I think the real answer, once again, federal government is the biggest problem we have.
Well, listen, I enjoyed talking with you guys. I appreciate you letting me get my ideas out there. And
thank you.
Well, good luck.
That's why the show exists. I thank you, Steve, for anybody who wants to get their ideas out there. As long as they have the ability to comprehend dialing a phone number, you can get on the air, or you can have someone else dial it for you and then hand it to you. If you can get on our phones,
oh boy,
we'll put you on the air. But not right now, because we're done. So we'll see you tomorrow night for the internet version of the Sunday edition of the show, which you can only get at freetalklive.com. See you then. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.